Ladies and gentlemen, the batting coach of the Indian cricket team, Sumitra Mathur, is here to address the press conference. Whoever wants to go first can simply stand. Yeah, Kaushik's here.
Vikram must be satisfied having played a match, come back to this one practice session and then 2 hours.
Yeah. Yeah, incredible. I think this new generation of cricketers, I find it amazing actually that they turn up, they are at their best straight away. You know, different formats, different grounds, different country actually. So the amount of time that took to get settled was outstanding, I think. Yeah. Extremely happy.
So yeah, from you being with Shreyas since the beginning of this home season, obviously apart from the obvious that he's been consistent with runs, the opportunities that he's been given, what are the qualities in him that make him a good middle order batsman, somebody who can fulfill that number four, five spot?
Apart from having those skills, I think the mindset is amazing. He believes he's a big player, and he is without any doubt. But he genuinely believes that he's a match winner and is here to stay. And that mindset, I think, helps him in his cricket as well. So that's the biggest advantage he has.
Hi Vikram. With practice games and practice time decreasing with tours recently, what are you doing to ensure that the players get enough experience of batting on foreign pitches?
The foreign pitches are getting more even and even, I think. There's not that vast difference now anymore as it used to be earlier, I think. So, and the amount of cricket these guys are playing, I think, as a coach, you can't do anything about not having practice sessions, but they are adjusting beautifully, I think. They're just, you know, taking it on, and it's more of adjustment in the mindsets, I think. So nobody is cribbing, nobody is complaining, so you don't see this team, you know, talking about grass on the wickets or moisture or this. So whatever we get, we're going to take it on and play our best cricket on that.
And Vikram, more and more success that the likes of Rahul and I are experiencing as we go on. Does that tell you that you need to? You can just look at a proper batsman and throw him into T20 cricket, and you're not always looking for a big hitter or a slogger. Just the way they're clearing the fences.
Exactly. I think it's about playing good cricket. Big power hitters and all. I think that time was there initially. I think people used to think that T20 is more to do with power hitting, but it's not anymore. I think if you play proper cricketing shots, you still get loads of runs.
Regular sized ground now, so after the first 2 T20s, does that alter the team's plans a bit for this game, or you're just going to look at the conditions and go?
Look at the conditions and go. I think, yeah, it's a bigger ground. It's a regular ground, so still looking to play normal cricket, still looking to play good cricket, so I don't think that alters anything. Yeah. Maybe for the bowlers with their lengths, but I think with batters, I don't think it changes anything.
Yeah, and considering that T20 World Cup will be in Australia, bigger grounds, and where you'll have to run a lot more between the wickets, is that something that you're focusing on this side? Because maybe you don't have to do it so much here, but
again, that'll come with the game plan. That'll come with the game plan. I mean, good game plan is good players are with. Who look at the situation, who look at the conditions, and accordingly play their game. You know? So if we play on bigger grounds, I'm sure this team is capable to run twos and run threes, and you know, and adjust their games accordingly. So no planning as such going in such any way.
The A side playing concurrently with the men's team, obviously in the same conditions in the same country, does that give you the capacity for comparative analysis? And what do you look for your future players from the A side?
That helps a lot, I think. You know, in case of any injuries, if you're looking for any replacements, you know your players are here, just a city away, and they can immediately come in. They are already acclimatized to the conditions. So I think that's a great idea, and that's working well for our team.
Briefly going back to Shreyas and Rahul, the fact that Rohit has not made runs, the fact that Virat made only 40 odd in the first game and had him score in the last game, that you have more and more guys beyond your top three, so Dhawan, Rohit, Kohli getting runs. What does it do for the confidence of the group and of the supporters?
It's great. As I said, the more opportunities these guys get, they are showing that they are capable. They are showing that they are match winners on their own day. So. That will help the team, of course. That will help their confidence. Having seen somebody like KL and Shreyas been, as a young cricketer coming through and playing, so I, in my mind, have absolutely never had any doubts that they are match winners. So they are getting the opportunities now, and they are showing to the world that they are what they are capable of. So it's great to see, actually.
फॉर्मेट जब बदलते हैं जैसे टेस्ट क्रिकेट में बड़ा शॉट खेलते हुए आउट हो गए तो बहुत बुरा लगता है, टी ट्वेंटी में बड़ा शॉट खेलते हुए आउट हो गए तो ये फॉर्मेट चेंज होता है एज ए बैटिंग कोच, आप कैसे समझाते हो प्लेयर्स को और खुद को?
आई थिंक प्लेयर्स इतना क्रिकेट खेल रहे हैं, दे आर प्लेइंग ऑल दीज थ्री फॉर्मेट्स कंसिस्टेंटली और मतलब डे इन डे आउट और थोड़े थोड़े दिन के बाद ही, सो दे आर मेकिंग दीज एडजस्टमेंट्स यू नो ऑन देयर ओन. And games have, cricket has changed from our times, I think, you know, abhi test cricket mein bhi bada shot chal raha hai. So I don't think it's that big a difference anymore. It's more of the, you know, mindsets and game plans. So otherwise, they are adjusting beautifully. As a coach, I don't think we need to really tell them anything. They are doing it on their own, I think.
जैसे हवा में बॉल मारने की बात है, वो खुद के ऊपर भरोसे की बात होती है कि भाई लगाना है तो.
Exactly, exactly. Because वो कर ही रहे हैं, they are stronger, they are in fitness, I think the levels have gone high. They are stronger than from our generation. So, मार रहे हैं तो जा ही रहा है बॉल. You know, you can see that they are hitting big sixes and without any effort at times. So that way the game has changed, I think.
With the World Cup about 9 months away, the T20 World Cup, do you feel settled in your plans for the T20 World Cup, or will you still be making adjustments up to the lead up?
Adjustments will keep going on, I think, till the last moment. But as far as I'm concerned, I think this team management is concerned. I think we have the core now. We know what our team is going to be. So unless there is a case of injury or, you know, really bad loss in form, I don't see many changes happening.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.